Hey, Barbara.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I am phenomenal, of course. Hey, morning, Jim.
Good morning, Howard.
Okay, Stuart.
Morning.
Yay, Carrie. Or Carrie. You say Carrie or Carrie?
It's Carrie.
Carrie?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And Peter's coming on the line. Okay, I want to go ahead and get started. I think I mentioned to you guys last week that we might not have this particular training today because I need to go catch a flight. So we're going to get right down to business. And icebreaker question is, I'll start with Barbara. What action did you take towards your email marketing this past week?
Jim and I have outlined some things in an Excel spreadsheet on some topics that we'd like to cover moving forward. We've got about 5 months, I guess, of topics on what we'd like to bring to our clients. Jim is struggling with the database, and I don't know that he's going to be on here today. He said he was probably going to miss it, but in his words, I haven't done crap this week, so I will be there tomorrow, and hopefully we can make a little more progress.
Sounds good. Awesome. Okay, perfect. By the way, if he needs a consultation on that database stuff, one of the things to be aware of is I have seen a lot of people use up a lot of time trying to clean up their database. And, you know, when it comes to email marketing, there's just really no way to do that. You just need to get with your provider and say, okay, we have this list, we have these emails. What's the best way to start reaching out to them? And one of the best strategies you can use, I think, is just to send them some generic news value, tell them why you're sending it to them. You're one of our customers, but you can opt out right here. You might get a lot of opt-outs right off the bat, but since most people don't even open it, you're still reaching the goal of being in front of them, you know, every month or every week or however often you do it. So, okay, perfect. Okay. Jim, what actions did you guys take last week?
Actually, all my effort over the last week went into my annual planning meeting, both getting ready for that and follow up. So I'm going to be
no problem
up next week.
If it's not your one thing, you just file it, okay? You're putting it right here. You're putting it down on paper. And when that project becomes one of your phenomenal four or your one thing, boom, you're ready to go. Or when you get to next week, let's see, next week I'm going to be in Baja, Mexico. So that'll be, I think that's mountain time. So that'll be 7 a.m. my time. And it's a very nice resort. I'm sure they got plenty of good internet access. So we're probably good there. So that'll be our last one, and we'll talk about delegating. So the cool thing is you can take this and then delegate that to someone else. I love the fact that I don't know if Barbara loves this, but I love the fact that Jim has Barbara on here and Sherry has Carrie on here. So, you know, and some of these kids that we have, they know so much more about this stuff than we do anyway. But again, just to take you back, I want you to understand it. You know, we just relaunched Ellen's Phenomenal Financial Blast, and that's not something that, you know, we can't do everything as the owner. So we need to understand how it works, what's the goal, what does it need to look like, so that when someone is handling it for you, you don't abdicate, you delegate. You delegate and you delegate, which I'll talk about next week. And when you delegate, you know what you're looking for. So excuses don't work. You smell when something's not right. Like I'm going through a website transformation on our service company right now. If I didn't know anything about that, I mean, the people who are doing that, they could totally snow me very easily. But since I know what's going on, I'm like, nope, we're going to do it like this. We're going to do it like that. Nope, needs to look like that. So Okay, Peter.
All right, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, sir.
So last week we set up an opt-in on our homepage, and so that was
lock on.
That was we set up 10 water saving tips, and so that's set up. And we looked at your Clean as a Whistle, and at first we didn't like it because we thought it was too large. But then after we looked at it and looked at yours, said, "Mate, it looks actually better large, so it sticks out." And when they
what do you mean by large?
I mean, like on your mobile phone, or it scrolls right into it, so it's the second thing that comes up. So they really notice it, and they see, you know, water saving tips.
Right.
So
yeah, I mean, my opinion is that the opt-in should be, well, this is not just my opinion. Every expert will tell you opt-in needs to be above the fold. And by the way, before we started this class, it wasn't like that. They had like reduced it, and it just almost wasn't even visible. So I've been implementing also. And so I don't micromanage my service company. They make record sales and profits. I recommend, and I coach them when they have a problem, but I don't make them do anything. Now, if sales are down or we got problems or whatever, then I'm going to tell them what to do. So I want to empower them, and just like I do with you guys, I treat them like a client. Here's what I would suggest that you do. So we started working on that, made the opt-in bigger, and had them go through the list and recheck everything that we're talking about here. It's been good. Okay, perfect. Carrie.
There we go. How to unmute myself. We all worked on it. We got our nurturing campaigns complete. And then I'm ready to rock and roll tomorrow on that. We know what stages that's going to start happening in on the sales process. And we're super excited about that. I've also made a whole bunch of stuff on our dashboard for our email stats. Our opt-ins and everything like that. So it's really easy for anybody to kind of take a look at our stats at any time. And I've shared that to Sherry's dashboard. I just need to go over what those stats mean with her. Those two things I did last week, and I'm excited. November's going to rock.
Yes. Awesome. I love it. And do you have a costume on?
What if I said no? No. Yes, I do. I'm amazing.
You're a what?
I'm a marionette. So I have strings.
A marionette.
Yeah.
A like marionette.
A puppet.
Oh, got it. Well, you know I'm from Lower Alabama, right? I'm not very cultured, so I don't know these names. So,
hey, okay, I'm from perfect. South Carolina, so I'm with you.
Yeah, hey, y'all. Okay, Stuart.
Well, I'm like Barbara. We didn't get anything done this week. Lots of activity, lots of new business activity here. So that's been priority for the past week.
All right. I want to point something out to you guys. Everybody who said we didn't get anything done this week is not telling the whole truth. Even if you said I didn't get anything done in email marketing, that's not the whole truth, because you did get on the webcast. You did put the information right here, and Zig Ziglar said you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. You're a better marketer already just because you went through this process. Whether you, even if you don't use it for five years from now. In fact, I resisted doing Infusionsoft and da-da-da-da-da, and I had every excuse in the world. I ain't got time for blah, 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 blah. And finally, my coach at the time, he said, look, you got to get this done. And he said, I'm going to get the guys from Infusionsoft on the phone right now. I'm literally sitting in my car. So I had my credit card on my knee, reading off over the cell phone, reading off the number, you know. And not driving, I was stationary. But so you did do something this week. You learned, and that's important. Okay, so let's at least check that off and said, I did that. I know how this works. Because the truth is that you're getting information here that most small business owners never, ever get. You know what they get? Oh, Google loves video. Oh, you got to have keywords, SEO, all this. What about your existing clients? What about solving the number one marketing mistake of all, and that is not marketing to your past and existing clients and capturing those leads of people who you do have? Why am I worried about people I don't even have if I can't capture the people that I do have? Okay, Howard's getting warmed up this morning. All right, Jason.
Well, my first tendency would be to say we didn't do anything either, but we did a lot, just didn't make a lot of progress on the email marketing part of it, other than trying to get it in those cavities up top somewhere. But yes, I did verify a few things, and that is I have started working with a company that is doing monthly emails to our customers. We're having a weekly post, and then once a month we email all of our customers, and then every week we're doing social posts to drive them back to that.
Okay. So you're doing kind of like a blog?
It could be referred to that. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Do you mind me asking, you can send me a private chat. Tell me how much you're paying for that, who the company is and all that, just for my own knowledge. Also, I don't know if you know, but you don't have your video on, which is okay. We just want to make sure everybody's engaged, and sometimes I need a nod or something like this.
Right. My light in this room just glares so bad on the screen if I have that video on.
Got it. Yeah, no problem at all. Okay, so let me see if I can share my screen. I'm having a little bit of trouble with that for some reason. So guess what happened to me yesterday? Or actually day before yesterday.
Tell us.
I lost 100% of my data on my computer.
Hopefully you have 100%. That all backed up somewhere.
Yeah, so it's not a problem. But what my challenge is right now is I can't find my mouse. There it is. Okay, can you guys see my PowerPoint slide?
Yes.
Icebreaker, and you see it changing now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. So here's what I want to do. I always like to, from time to time, I like to do just a quick review to tie it all back together. And I like to always bring us back to the why we're doing what we're doing. Remember that the reason you're doing this course is to double your profits, all right? I believe that if you stay in touch with your clients and you add more value to them, they remember you more, they buy more, they refer more, et cetera, et cetera. I believe that you can double your income, and if not your income, double your profits as a result of this. So remember why you're doing it. And when we remember our why, that gives us, when we remember our purpose, that gives us a lot more perspective on things, because it's real easy to just get busy in a business and get, it happens to me too. And I have to go back to my purpose and say, why am I doing this? Why is it important? Okay, I remember we have to do a little self-coaching. Number one, you got to build the list. Number two, you got to choose your software. Number three, you need to have a strategy. In other words, you know, what are you really trying to do? And I'm going to tell you right now that if you do nothing more than just stay in touch with the people who you've already connected with, your existing clients and prospects and business cards that you have collected at conferences or networking groups or whatever. If you just do nothing more with this than just stay in front of people, I promise you it will help you, okay? And what will help you even more is when you really study how to write good copy, when you really understand the power of that headline, the power of the copy that's in there, and formatting it just right. You're not going to know everything that you can about that in this course, but I gave you three things that you can do that that will help you take it to the next level. So when you have someone, you know, writing a blog for you or writing emails for you or helping you with that kind of stuff, help them understand that. We have a partner that with Ziglar, and I handle all of their email marketing now. And we, great partner and everything. I didn't look at her copy. I just delegated it. And I said, hey, Alexandra, get the copy from our partner. And when I looked at the email going out, I was like, the subject line should have been completely different. She would have gotten a whole lot more opens had the subject line been better. So that's critical, and that'll help you in every area. It'll help you in every single area of your business when you create a brochure. When you, by the way, Barbara, this is a great topic that you guys could add as an opt-in or an added value or something like that to your customers, because people do brochures, and what do? They put name, rank, and serial number, right? There's no compelling headline. There's no benefits. They just throw up on the paper, right? And because they don't know. They just don't know. But now you know. Number five, check your stats. I love when this happens. So I'm helping a client with their email marketing, and we're doing it for them. And they have a partner, and this partner is one of these, you know, big time, you know, affiliate marketers and everything. And we send our emails out because I know their audience. I know what we're trying to accomplish and everything. We have the strategy, da-da-da-da-da. You know, we get anywhere from, we usually get at least a 19% opt-in rate. They're supposed to be all that. They got a 3%, 3.7, a 4%. That made me feel really, really good. Number six, create the right opt-in. Again, that goes right back to the copy. You know, are you hitting the pain? Are you hitting the gain? Are you, do you have a headline? Do you have a compelling reason for them to opt in? Why is it important to save money or save water? Okay. Why is it important to choose the right flooring? Why is it important to choose the right printer? You know, I have a message that I created in my service company some years ago, and it goes, how to select a professional. And you can fill in the blanks, right? How to select a professional cleaning firm, how to select a professional flooring company, how to select a professional printer, how to select. And then what you do is you build that message around those five things that set you apart, reputation, experience, training, systems, and guarantee. And you can sort of warn people. You download this free report so that you can avoid being taken care of. What are the problems when you hire the wrong flooring company? What are the problems when you hire the wrong printer or you go online or whatever the case is? You got to make your case, and you do that in a free report. And that's what the right opt-in is all about. Today, we're going to talk about list segmentation. List segmentation. Okay, this is what this is all about. Remember that before people Okay, you guys can see my screen. I went off screen for just a second. It's back, correct?
Yes.
Just changed, yes? Okay. All right. Remember that you're talking about, when we're talking about list segmentation, remember that client ascension process that I talked to you about before, and that is that people who come on your list are people who are out there, people that maybe you're trying to attract through networking, advertising, all the different marketing that you do, is they're just suspects, okay? And a suspect is someone who fits the profile of your target market. So, you know, Michael, I'm sure that you guys, probably everybody's not a customer for you, right? So if someone wants like the cheapest flooring in town, then that's probably not the right fit for you, right? And, you know, people who are renting a house in a low-end neighborhood, probably not the right even suspect, right? So we have to be able to identify who our target market is. And we talk about that in my marketing course on the Inner Circle website. And that's the suspects that you're going out to. But they're not a prospect until they raise their hand and they say, hey, I'm interested. I download that free report, or I get on your email list, or I have a conversation with you at a networking group or at a conference, or I run into you in the grocery store. And Jim, don't you have a cleaning company? Absolutely. And so we have a conversation. Hey, do you mind if I put you on our email list and send you a free report that'll really help you out, right? And then they become a customer, all right? And just because they buy once doesn't mean that they're going to buy twice. And that's what operations is all about. And that's what this is all about, is turning a customer into a client, continuing to add value to them, having them refer other people to you, having them buy more services, and then hopefully turning them into a phenomenal lifetime client from there, a raving fan, as Ken Blanchard called it in his book, Raving Fans. He calls it a loyalty ladder. And I think that it went like, you know, suspect, prospect, consumer, advocate, raving fan, something like that. But there's a loyalty ladder. There's a what some people call a client ascension process. And you want to understand that. You want to understand who your target market is. What is the qualification criteria? Because if you get really good at that, then you can really target. You can educate your referral sources. If you decide to do any online advertising at all, to one of the beauties of online advertising today is that you can go out there and find any segment that you want. The only problem is they're a stranger. They don't know you. They don't know if they're going to like you yet. They don't trust you because they don't even know you. And that's why you want to go to your existing clients first, generate referrals from your clients. One of the best emails you could probably send is announce your referral reward program. Talk about your referral reward program. And that should be in every single email that goes out. I'm thinking about our service company right now. I'm gonna help them tweak that out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, that's way down at the bottom and they have a bunch of things in that email. We need to move that up. So be really clear on that, and that'll help you. Then what you're going to do is you can then segment according to products and services. By the way, in this arena here, you can also segment. Let's say if you have a networking group. This is one of the things I love about Infusionsoft. People, I don't know why, but people think that Infusionsoft is complicated. And the reason that they think it's complicated is because they look at too many things. You know, it's like, imagine a bicycle. You know how to ride a bicycle, and imagine a bicycle could turn into a jet. And in front of you, there's like this big panel, like you would see in a 747. There's all these switches and gadgets and stuff like this, but you can still ride the bike. And as you learn what each one of those buttons does, as you learn, oh wait, I can turn on the turbojets. I can I can fly with this thing, right? So you ride before you fly. And I think Infusionsoft is, and maybe other programs too, is maybe a little bit to blame because they're proud of, you know, everything that it'll do. And, you know, you don't worry about that. You just ride the bike first. Just segment your list and stay in constant contact with them, you see. And that's what I love about tags is I can go, for example, let's look at prospect list. I can go in and I can say, all right, everybody who's in my BNI, I want on my list, because even if they're not a prospect, they're a potential referral source, right? So, hey, everybody here at my BNI meeting, your opt-in could be a great, you know, one-minute commercial. You make sure that maybe you include it every single week. You know, when I used to be out there doing a lot of networking for my service company locally, I would share our mission. We had like a tagline, avoid uneducated, uninformed, and sometimes downright unscrupulous service companies. You know the type. They show up late if they show up on time. They tell you, they don't tell you the truth, and they don't do the job that they promised to do. Good luck getting them back again. Not even that you would want to. Well, our mission is to provide you with the most outstanding service experience ever, guaranteed or your money back. And there are five things that set us apart: our reputation, experience, training, systems, guarantee. And by the way, if you haven't tried us before, or you know someone that would be a good client for us, they can try us for free. And I had these little free trial offer cards. So you can even pass out, give people, either give them a little opt-in form in your networking groups or somewhere that you go speak, and you should do that. You can become the local celebrity, so to speak, by going and adding value to rotary groups and local chamber of commerce and that kind of stuff. Have an opt-in form, right? And if it's a smaller group and something that you go to every week, just make sure that every single person is on that email list, and you can even opt them in right on your phone or on their phone. All right. So in fact, next week when I get back, I'm speaking at ASID, and I'm going to do a program called Selling with Style. It's used in the DISC model of human behavior to sell for designers. My wife and my marketing manager will have a booth there. And so I'll direct everybody to there, and I'll talk about our service company and how I started that. My wife and I started it with our wedding money. Da, 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 da. The only thing we want when people come to that booth is we want their business card and permission to add them to our list. That's it. If we get in a conversation about a job or an opportunity, awesome. We're going to give them our brochure, but how dumb would it be for me to just pass out brochures, give us a call? No, you have to take control of that, right? So everybody that we meet at the ASID Expo, guess what? They're going to have a tag. Maybe your software does groups. They're going to be in their own group. It's a little more manual. I remember, I don't know if Constant Contact has changed now, but when I used to use Constant Contact, I'd have to literally go in and put them into a group, and I used one shopping cart way back in the day, and I had to do that. I don't know if Constant Contact's different now, but this is something that you or one of your people just has to figure out. And the more automated you can make it, the better. But start with just riding the bike. You know, you can get from here to there on a bike, and then you can say, "Oh, wait a minute, this thing has a motor on it, man. Let's, and it's got gas in it. Boom, let's go a little faster." Oh, this has got jet engines on it. Whoa, I didn't know that. If I figure out all this stuff, I can fly this thing without killing myself. So it's layers, right? It's one layer at a time. So just even, you know, just, you know, coding, you know, how people referred, Infusionsoft can do that automatically with an affiliate link. But again, I'm giving you too many gadgets now. And then the problem is that they click on somebody else's link, then they're under them and all that. Tags are awesome, and tags are simple. That's what I love about Infusionsoft is tags. Tags, 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 tags. It's so simple. In fact, I can go into my software and I could say, okay, give me everybody who bought this product. Give me everybody who didn't buy this product or this service. And I can say, hey, we noticed that you haven't used this service or you haven't bought this product. Guess what? They open the email, they can get a tag automatically. They click on it, they get a tag, and they get added to the hot list, and we call that click. If you do memberships or VIP programs or like maintenance programs and those kinds of things, well, not only can you market that, but you can have a tag just for those people. Think about Inner Circle as an example. You know, we send something different to Inner Circle every single week than we send to everybody else. Because everybody else, they're a prospect or a customer. You're a member. That's different, right? So you get treated completely differently and, of course, better than anybody else does. Because, you know, and then we're offering you different opportunities than what a prospect or a customer is going to get. All right, I can go into my database and say, okay, who's not an Inner Circle member or hasn't been an Inner Circle member, who have this qualification, who don't have our home study course, send a special offer or our marketing course or whatever. Recent customers, maybe I want to talk to recent customers or I want to talk to people who haven't used our service in over a year. That's one of our strategies in our service companies. Hey, you know, flooring manufacturers recommend that you, and furniture manufacturers recommend that you service, do regular maintenance on your furnishings, and we haven't seen you in a while. We hope that you still like us. We miss you, and we have a special offer for you, okay? You can also run engaged and not engaged. That's something that we do at Ziegler, and the reason for that is delivery. You see, if I'm constantly blasting to someone who never opens my stuff, then it's a strategy. I mean, I do that at Phenomenal Products. I'm like, if you're on my list, you haven't opted out, you're still interested. So, you know, but people who are engaged, you can either send them something different. You can maybe be a little bit... It's your strategy, right? But that's another way to segment people. And that's what we do at Ziegler, is people who are engaged, people who are not engaged. We send an email. And if they didn't open it the first time, we'll send it to them a second time. We might not send it to the same people that open it. We send them something else. So you can, again, that's a lot of gadgets I'm giving you right now. But those are possibilities for the future. And you can, if you take the time, you can automate those. The point that I want to make is that I don't want to give you too many gadgets, turbo, jet engines, motor. I just want to say that you can start simply by saying, oh, those people bought this product. Those people are prospects. Those people are customers. At least I can talk to those two. Okay. You build this over time, all right? Now, here are some ways that you can segment your list. First of all, your initial campaign. For example, if this is important to you, your initial campaign. You have your opt-in, just like we do at Phenomenal Products. People put in their name and email. If they don't give us more information than that, then we don't know who they are and what they do, and we want more information. So we have our system set up automatically to keep reminding them to go to the second form, okay? In fact, I just got an email back from a guy today. It's fun when your automated email sends something out and people respond like you sent it to them personally at 4 a.m., you know? And so, you know what I mean? And so this guy, this email that's in our funnel, if they didn't fill out you know, phone number, how many employees you have, how long you've been in business, all that stuff. They just gave us name and email, but didn't take the second step. That funnel keeps following up with them. And then, and we give them more stuff, right? So the email, the headline says, Stuart, comma, I'm puzzled, dot, dot, dot. Why are you talking to me about what you're puzzled about? So then you open it up and it says, you know, I saw that you, you know, got on our list, but you didn't download this particular item or whatever. And, you know, I don't want you to miss out on that. And this guy replies to that email and he says, I'm so sorry, but I'm in Africa right now. I'm away from my, I've been away from my email. He's apologizing to me. You know what I mean? So it's cool, the things that you can do. So in your initial campaign, you can get more and more information. Are you in this particular industry? Have you used a credit card processing company in the past? Are you new to credit card processing? Whatever it is that you need to know. You have currently have someone that you work with, right? You can upload your list. And so let's say that you have a list. Maybe it's maybe you have invoices, or you have a list of referral sources somewhere on an Excel data sheet, or, you know, Excel form or whatever. You can take that Excel database and you just add a field that says tag, and then you just copy and paste the tag all the way down. You have to have it in a certain format, and you upload it into your software and Infusionsoft. The other ones are a little different. You got to do groups or whatever. And so that's another way to do it. You can use product IDs. You can go in and say, like in Infusionsoft, you could say, okay, if they bought this product, I want them to have this tag. So that way I can talk to that person, that those people, you know, right away, okay? Like at Ziegler, I want to do a campaign for people who have bought the Ziegler planner. I want to talk to them about a certain thing, right? So we can just go in and do that. Again, people who don't have it, hey, I noticed you don't have our planner. Like, that's the most important tool. I don't do the product sales at Ziegler, but and I don't get anything for that, but I could help Ziegler out by doing that. You know, since Howard, you bought this particular product, did somebody just call me?
I did. It was not your conscience speaking.
I was like, oh, my gosh. It's like, so around my house, everybody knows when I'm on a webinar, they don't mess with me. And I thought, oh, Lord, Susie, her water. I told Susie, I said, you know, we got to have an on-call procedure around here. I came home the other day at 4 p.m. She was here by herself. And Denise wasn't home from work yet. Kristen had gone to work. And I was out at the bank and doing some different things, running errands. I'm like, we can't have you going into labor here at the house. So I thought it might be Susie, like, hey, I hate to interrupt you, but somebody needs to take me to the hospital.
No,
go ahead, Siri.
Yeah, I was just going to say one of the things that Carrie has done that I love, and this has everything to do with segmenting, is that using that product ID or product tag that you're talking about, whenever we have a credit card terminal that's about to be EOL'd or end of life, or if we have a challenge, a known challenge with a particular product or service that our clients are on, then it literally takes Carrie, I mean, I don't know how, she's very fast, it literally takes her 5 or 10 minutes if there's some kind of an outage or anything particular. So the tag part in Infusionsoft is our favorite as well. So Carrie does an incredible job about that. And I just wanted to shout out, because just in case people have different products or services that might be coming to the end of their cycle or whatever, it's a really great way to just quickly plug in.
Absolutely. It's so simple and so quick. Now, you have to set all this up first, right? You got to understand how to use that little switch to turn on that little gizmo. Okay, so you can also tag links. You can tag links like you can you can take everybody who opened your email, for example, and you can click on there and say add engaged as an example. That way you can segment engaged and not engaged. You can, everybody who clicks on a link, you can have them in one separate thing. You can tag them as interested in that particular product. And then that can kick off a campaign on your product IDs. When someone buys this product, it kicks them into a campaign. Let's use the flooring store as an example. You know, you buy a certain type of floor and or carpet or rug or whatever, and it automatically kicks out your thank you for shopping with us, your referral reward program, how to care for this particular floor, what the warranty information is on this floor, etc. Now you wouldn't send that all in one email, but you can, you know, you can create a campaign that will automatically, as soon as that purchase is made or that installation is finished, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Again, I'm giving you an advanced gadget here, but it comes under segmentation. Okay. And then that's what I'm talking about is launching a campaign from there. But again, that's advanced, advanced, advanced. What I want you to do right now is I want you to get started. Because if you don't get on the bike and ride it and get comfortable doing that, then you're not going to be able to, you know, then be able to learn all the other little gadgets. You know, people want to know everything that there is to know about flying that bicycle with those turbo engines instead of just like, you know, let's travel down the road. Let's get to step one. Let's get to goal one first, then goal two, then goal three, and then we can start flying. Yes or yes? Yes and yes?
Yes.
Okay. Who has my first question?
I'll bite.
Okay. So, go ahead.
One of the things that I was wondering, and I haven't checked this out, I wrote it down to take a look at, can you actually add a tag just by somebody opening up an email? I know that you can find out who opened your email and tag them that way manually, but can it be an auto thing that happens?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah, not that I know of.
I've looked for it.
Yeah, but it's real simple. If you go to the email campaign, you probably already know how to do this. Is just click that one checkbox at the top, add or remove a tag. Boom. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought there might have been an easier way to do it. Thank you.
I wish. Yeah, the only way to do that is if they go through a form first.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, but then that's two steps on the automation side, so yeah. Okay, next question.
Hey, Howard. Question. Oh, go ahead. You go, Peter, and then I'll go after you.
You can go ahead, Sherry.
No, Peter. Okay, no, I'll go first.
Y'all are so polite.
I appreciate
that. All right.
Okay, so I was just going to say, one of the things that I mean Carrie. One of the things that Carrie has been working on, and we have been working on it together, but one of the things that we have been doing is utilizing the Infusionsoft, the tags, and all of these things to do a better job at taking care of some old referral partners. And so we've got lots of referral partners all across the country, but I have to tell you that left to my own devices, I've not taken the best care of those referral partners. And Carrie and I have spent lots of time putting together really, really great things to help us not only take care of our clients, but also our referral partners. And we're very excited about that. So I just wanted to sit that out there.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Awesome. Peter?
Okay. Mine has to do with campaigns. And if I want to impact my sales, is it more important to like be consistent with the campaigns, just like one a week? And then how much is too much to be sending out?
Yeah, I think it's more important to make sure that you're consistent.
Okay.
And then you can be persistent.
Okay.
In other words, then you layer up from there. Once you got that down, that's a system. See, I'm going to give you guys, you're going to be the first group I'm going to give you this to. This is the three S's of success. You ready for it?
Yes.
There are secrets, there are strategies, and there are systems. So a secret is not something that's unknown. It's something that you know that I don't know. Hey, let me tell you a secret about this. Something that I've found out. Interesting. Okay, now I know. So now what I can do is I can create a strategy. Okay, my strategy is I'm going to send an email every week. Okay, I don't know if that strategy is going to work or not. You try stuff. Sometimes it works. Like when you do your first promotion or campaign or whatever, you don't know if it's going to work. You don't know if, you know, you, and I've done this many, many times in email marketing. You know, it's like, this is like amazing. Okay, this is going to work. It don't work. Or we'll try this. And it's like, dang, they love this. It worked. So the difference between a strategy and a system is once you find out what works, you put it into a system. How do you do that? You add that to someone's PRD. You have policies and procedures. So when Ziegler's president left in February, I was really the only one there to kind of, you know, pick up the pieces. And then, you know, as I started looking at it, everything that we were doing, we were spending a lot of money on marketing that wasn't working and all that. So I just set out to create the strategies. Okay, let's see, you know, let's look at what's working, what's not working. And then I was able to delegate, which we'll talk about next week. Put all that stuff on Alexandra's PRD. And, you know, I might write a bit of copy. Tom might write a bit of copy. And, you know, we have a little communication over it. But she's on top of it. I don't have to remember hey, who's going to be on the ZLC webcast this month or who's going to do. It's all done. If they have questions, they can come back to me. So once you create it, you learn the secret. You create a strategy, you put it into a system. And the way that you do that, a system is something that you don't have to sit there and recreate every time. Strategy, you have to try it, fix it, tweak it, try it again, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. A system, you know it's going to work. You know that if everything is put together on that bicycle, that chain ain't broken, that chain ain't rusty, everything's been maintained, and you're going to be able to get on that bike and just ride because someone has been maintaining that bicycle for you. It's just going to go. Your car, when you get into it today, hopefully it's going to start, it's going to go, and you're expected to. That's a system. That's a set of systems that work together. So you're learning the secrets now. You're going to develop some strategies, but then the goal is to develop some systems. This is just what we do. We send an email every week. We blog post three times a week. That's just what we do. Now we can have a strategy of doing our first campaign or promotion or automated campaign. And then we can turn that into a system. We turn it on. It's working. We just let it ride. So we look at the feedback. We look at what we're getting. Okay, good. But then you can always go back and retweak the system and say, okay, let's try a different strategy. And if the new strategy works, we'll systematize that. If it doesn't, we'll just go back to the old system. And then we'll try something else and something else and something else. Make sense?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My pleasure. I need to delegate someone to write a blog post for me on that because I ain't got time. I got time to share it with you, but I don't have time to write it. So maybe I'll have a transcription done of this this recording. Okay. Who has my last question? Okay, I have a question for you. I already gave you inspiration. That was the extra, you know, the three S's of success here, okay? Three S's of phenomenal success. How about that? Okay, so my question to you is, what is your intention this week as it relates to email marketing? What you going to do? And anybody can go.
I'll go. I will go ahead and draft up the letter for the first campaign that we talked about, and also let Jim know about the suggestions that you have on going ahead and implementing that email versus trying to get the database 100%, and also go ahead and do a one-on-one call with you.
Perfect. Perfect. Won't be me because I'm not the expert. I'm the coach.
Okay.
And it'll be, you know, my marketing master, Marez, Victoria Marez, or Santiago Superman Arango. Okay. All right. Thanks, Barbara. Good stuff. Okay. Who's next?
I'll go next. This is Sherry. Hello. So I've got a couple of things on my to-do list for Carrie. And the cool thing is that she's already got me with everything done that she needs to do what she needs to do tomorrow. But I've got two things on my list that I need to get done for her. So I'll commit to getting those done this week for her.
Yay. She's excited. Look at her.
I'll go ahead and go.
Okay.
So one of the things that I'm doing is I'm preparing actually for 2019. And so I am, one of the things that we used to do, and Sherry probably remembers this, is that we used to do newsletters and, doing this email marketing, class or group with you each week has reminded me of that. And I took a peek and we used to get like 35 to almost 40% open rate on those when I was checking out the stats. And that's definitely something that I'm going to be talking to Sherry about and making sure that we have at least 12 newsletters to go out next year. It's super important that we stay in to our current merchants' faces, like you've mentioned. So that's something that I'm going to be speaking with her about. She probably doesn't even know, but now she does.
Perfect. Give you a little secret tip that you could turn into a strategy, might become a system. So years ago, I started my email newsletter for my service company. And what I did is I just copied every year because nobody's going to remember something that you sent them a year ago. I mean, they don't remember what you sent them a week ago, right? And so I just copied my campaigns. I changed the promotion dates and things. It's like around a holiday or end of the month or whatever. Just tweak that. Then I systematize it by delegating that to my team. And now that's what they do is every year they just go back to the email from that particular week, last year, tweak it, and they stay several ahead. Leaky does that for us.
Yeah, and we already have it there. I was like, wow, we already have the template and tool. Why not just restart it up? So 2018.
Repeat them. If there's anything that's, you know, date sensitive or season sensitive or something like that, then you can just tweak that part. They don't remember what you sent them a year ago. I mean, how many people are going to go, oh, you know, I got this, you know, on October of 2017. If they do, you got a real C on your hands. Okay. Who's next?
I'll go. I think I need to determine and announce our referral reward program.
Love that. Love that. What a great strategy. Perfect. Okay. Who has not shared yet?
I'll go. I need to go back and watch the replays up to this point in time. And then I'm going to use that refresher to develop a detailed timeline for implementing my email marketing process here.
Perfect. Awesome. Okay. Great. All right. Thank you. Who's next?
I'll go. For me, it's just setting up the strategies for November and, so we can get that campaign set up and be ready to go.
Perfect. Love it. Michael.
Hey, Howard. So probably this week we're not going to be able to do a whole lot because I'm only here till Monday. Chances are this will be my last time seeing you guys. So I just wanted to say thank you for putting these on and everyone else for sharing. It's been really, really helpful for me, especially being this young and like new to all of this. So Sandy here is actually going to probably be the one with you guys from now on. She is one of my two replacements. So she'll be here in the mornings with you guys watching the rest of these. And so what I'm going to try to do, at least before I go, is get her all the replays so that she can catch up to this point. And then if the company was going to do one thing, I would agree that we should also do our referral reward program, because I'm pretty sure we have one, but we don't implement it very much. And so we need to like solidify that.
Can you bring this young lady back in the picture real quick?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Is it Sandra?
Yeah, Sandy's fine.
Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Well, listen, good news, bad news, depending on how you want to take it, okay? Next week is our last week.
Okay.
So, and it's on, it's also perfect timing because it's on delegation and handed it off to someone. So, yeah, be sure to get the replay. I think they come to Sherry's, Cheryl's emails. So, okay.
Perfect.
All right. Perfect. All right. Let's see. I think Jason's the only one that has not shared with us yet.
I am starting my fall end of the year campaign. I'll get that in work this week. And then, of course, that will be email. That will be using some email marketing. But I also have to decide whether I need to continue on with the Infusionsoft subscription or if MailChimp is sufficient for me, because I had to get it for the other company I'm working with.
Okay. Do me a favor. Schedule with either Santi or Victoria to review that for you.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, guys. Hey, appreciate you. Love you. Thank you for the support, and look forward to all your testimonials. In fact, next week, since it's our last week, if you would come prepared with just a one-minute statement on how this course has helped you, don't worry about, you know, what you've done or haven't done, but this is what I learned. You know, this is what I learned, and here's why it's important, okay? Yes or yes?
Yes.
Yes.
See you next week live from Mexico, from Baja, Mexico, on delegation. Okay. Take care, everybody. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.